The U.S. Marines are fighting alongside the British in southern Afghanistan. We've been following one battalion there. Shortly before they began their current operation in Helmand Province, one Marine wrote a letter to his grandmother. Lance Corporal Charles Sharp wrote that soon he'd be fighting in a mission his grandchildren would learn about in history class. Well, just days after he mailed that letter, Sharp died in battle, the first Marine killed in the offensive. This weekend, Lance Corporal Charles Sharp was buried in his hometown of Adairsville, Georgia. John Sepulvedo of Georgia Public Broadcasting was there.
The North Point Church in Adairsville was packed. For 3.5 hours, the line of people waiting to view Lance Corporal Charles Sharp's casket extended into the parking lot. The family stood next to the casket, hugging every single well-wisher who came through. And behind them, a giant screen displayed pictures of Sharp. And the funny thing about most of these pictures is that as a teen, or even as a boy, Sharp never gives a full smile. He just kind of grins and flashes a few teeth.
We got 3 teeth and a laugh, and that was it.
That's Rick Sharp, Charles's dad. And while it didn't show up in photos, Sharp was extremely playful, even a little bit of a mischief maker. As the sun went down outside the church, his friends, including Justin Hooper and Patrick Mayolin, took turns telling stories of getting in trouble as kids with Sharp, who went by his middle name Seth.
Too many stories getting in trouble.
It was my cousin Justin and Seth, and they were chewing tobacco, and I was like, man, I want some of that. I put a big old pinch in my mouth, and I got sicker than a dog.
He loved to be into things, nothing bad.
Again, that's his dad, Rick Sharp.
He didn't mind having fun. I know I come home one day, and the sheriff's car's in my driveway, and I'm thinking, oh, Lord. What has these kids done now? The sheriff's out here with him and 4 of his buddies in my backyard. They'd been hitting golf balls down in the woods and didn't realize somebody's building a house down there. And the lady was afraid it was going to hit their house or, more importantly, hit their kids.
His dad describes the kind of trouble Seth got into as simple little things, things he can laugh about now. And so it was until Seth turned 17, when he made a big decision. His dad told him to go to school and get a job or join the military. Seth was looking to become more serious and straighten up, and his dad says the 9/11 attacks also had a lot to do with why Seth joined the Marines. He told everyone he wanted to do what was toughest, and so he signed up for the infantry. His stepmom, Tiffany Sharp, was scared to pieces about the whole thing. She tried to talk him out of it.
Yes, I said, go into another one, or go into the Navy, go out in a boat, you know, that way you're not... You know, Marines, infantry. I was like, it was just adding up. And I was like, I just don't know what I want to do with this youngin'. But, you know, that's where his heart was.
After basic training, his family says Seth matured in a hurry. He even got engaged. His fiance was able to get a big smile out of him in all of the pictures he took with her. Those pictures of Seth with his strong jaw, steely blue eyes, and big smile sit on the Sharps' kitchen table next to newspaper reports, letters from well-wishers, and the flag that draped their son's coffin when his body was returned home from Afghanistan. For NPR News, I'm John Sepulvedo.